What we just witnessed is our judges unable to legitimize illegitimacy using the Constitution as a cover-up. I repeat, our judges have been able to legitimize illegitimacy using the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria as a cover-up. And I say this with all level of humility and patriotism. The judges told us that they are going to deal with the matter. They are going to look at the substance of the matter, not the technicalities. But what we just saw this morning, throughout this evening, is that judges are using technicalities to knock out most of our genuine grievances. Unfortunately, these judges, we expect, are those who have witnessed the election by themselves and have not seen the level of decay in the process, should have looked at the substance of the matter, not the technicalities. Interestingly, they also singled out the lawyers of the Labour Party as a form of ridicule, calling their names and saying that our witnesses lack competency. And I find that very difficult to believe, because I was the star witness, and I know for sure that what I saw or what I witnessed was a fact. And coming with our pedigree, we cannot be adjourned to be a kind of an uninformed witness. So whatever it is that have made them to take this position is now left for time to decide. We, possibly after this, our principal may speak to the nation to tell us the new direction in which we intend to go.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. Then, so what's next? Is this the end of your petition?
We will wait a bit after they finish, maybe possibly by tomorrow. We will have a clear directive from our principal who will speak on what next he will do. Of course, the party is not happy with this particular judgment as it were. But we'll put our heads together to kind of look at the judgment and give our informed position on the matter.
What does this mean, before I let you go, about democracy in Nigeria?
It's been given a silent poison, and it's been killed gradually. Because it's simply saying that if you have no qualification, you can run for election. It is simply saying that if you have thugs, you can use them to manipulate the system. It's simply saying that if you have money, you can bribe the electoral umpire, and at the end of it all, bribe the media so that they can seek sympathy from the people.
Thank you so much again for your time to speak with us.
God bless you, James. Thank you.